Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 19, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.
Dhritarashtrasya durbuddhe. Durbuddhi. To use others' property is durbuddhi. Mischievous. Why one should encroach upon others' property? That is not good. Tena tak tena bhunji tha. Nagrida pasyachi dhanam. This is the basic instruction that you accept only what is given to you. Don't encroach upon others' property. This is peaceful. Everything belongs to Krishna. So, whatever Krishna gives you as prasadam, as his favor, you accept it and be satisfied. This is the basic principle of peace in the world. But because people are not educated in that way, everyone is wanting more and more and more and more. There is no satisfaction. So that is durbuddhi. The Vedic culture is that you be satisfied with your position. There is no question of starving in any position of life. People are trying to make economic development. But according to Shastra, it is not possible to develop your economic position simply by endeavor. You are destined to have some portion mixed up with happiness and distress. That is the nature. Dharmartha, kama, moksha. These are four principles of human activities. First beginning is dharma. Dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme. That is dharma. The people do not know who is the Supreme and what is his order. So what kind of religion? They take dharma as religion. Faith, a superfluous faith only, but that is not dharma, religion. Dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme. Dharmam saksad bhagavat pranitam. That is the meaning of dharma. Obedience to God. There is no conception of God and what to speak of obedience. But this is the simple meaning of religion. Obedience to God. That's three words. God is the supreme proprietor. God is the maintainer. Bhoktaram jagadavusam sarvaloka maheswaram. Therefore, we are maintained, we are predominated, we are servant, we should remain obedient to God. This is easy. Very difficult. Unfortunately, they do not know what is God, what is His command, what is religion. They do not. The manufacture. Because They do not know the simple process. They are called durbuddhi, not very nicely intelligent, rascal in other words. In Bhagavad Gita it is plainly said, mura. Mura means that, rascal. He does not know his own interest. He is called mura. Ass, just like ass. Ass is whole day working with tons of cloth on his back, but it does not a piece of cloth belongs to him. This is ass. And he is working so hard only for a morsel of grass, which is available everywhere. But he is thinking that this gentleman, washerman, is giving me food. This is ass. Such food can be available anywhere and everywhere, but he is thinking like that and working so hard. So karmis are like that. He will eat 2 chapati or 4 chapati, but he is working day and night. If you want to see him, he will say, oh, I have no time. He does not think at any time that I am interested to eat 4 chapatis, which can be very easily available. So why I am so working so hard? That sense does not come. He's working, working, working. More money, more money, more money, more money, more money. Bhagavad says, no, no, this is not your business. The 4 chapatis is already destined to you, you'll get any circumstance. You don't waste your time simply under some false impression of economic development. Don't waste your time. You cannot get more, you cannot get less. That is already there. So you utilize your time for understanding Krishna. That is your business. People will not accept. Oh, this is a waste of time. Attending the class of Bhagavad Gita, this is a waste of time. By this time I could have earned hundreds of dollars. That is your business. That is called durbuddhi. Durbuddhi. Not very intelligent. Or mura. Vyasa. Real intelligent person is he who is satisfied what Krishna has given him. If Krishna wants, he'll give me more. Let me become Krishna conscious. Let me study about Krishna. Let me chant about Krishna. Let me hear about Krishna. Let me see with my eyes Krishna, the deity, Krishna. Let me engage my hands in worshipping Krishna, in cleansing the temple. And my hands, let my legs be engaged in going to the temple. In this way, all our senses should be engaged in the service of Krishna. That is our real business. Tasyaiva heta prajate tako vida na labhate yad dharmatam uparyadha. Tasyaiva heta. For that purpose only. Which purpose? Which we could not achieve after wandering the whole universe up and down. The living entity is wandering by transmigration from one body to another, up and down. Sometimes he is becoming Brahma. Brahma, Indra, Chandra, he can become, one can become. By pious activities, you can be raised to the position of Brahma, Indra, Chandra, demigods, big, big demigods. And by impious activities, he can go down to become the worm of his stool. This is going on. This is called brahmatam uparajadha, upari adha. Adha means down and upari means up. So urdha gacchanti sattasva, who are going to up, upper planetary system, sattvasva, those who are qualified brahmanas, strictly following the principles, sattva sama damati dikha ajava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma padma salam. If you follow these principles, controlling the senses, truthful, clean, full of knowledge, believing in the Shastra and God, and vijnanam, practical application of knowledge in life, vijnanam. Simply to know is useless. You must practically apply in life, that is called vijnanam. Practical examination. In those who are science students in B.Sc., they have to give past theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. Simply theoretical knowledge, so much hydrogen, oxygen makes water, that is theory. But when you mix up hydrogen, oxygen, gas and actually prepare water, that is called practical. So that is science. Science means simply theoretical knowledge is not sufficient. Observation and experiment. Experimental knowledge. That is called vijnana. So by practical knowledge you should be well acquainted with God. That is brahmana's business. So sattvasva, those who are strictly following the brahminical principles, they will be situated in upper planetary system. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā. But a Vaiṣṇava is above this. Madhyājina jāntimā. Those who are following these principles with an aim for higher planetary system, they can go elevated. Similarly, those who are trying to go back to home, back to Krishna, they can also go. It is not very easy. This process, our Krishna consciousness movement, is to help people to go back to home, back to Krishna. It is not very difficult. Why it is difficult? Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattvata. Try to understand Krishna in truth, not vaguely. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We think of God, so why don't you accept Krishna? He says, and Shastra says, the Acharya says, Vyasadev says, Narada says, your Guru Maharaj says. Why not accept? Why ask Him that? Why you are searching after any other God? Here is God. Name, address, activities, everything you tell. Authorized statement of the Vedas. So, is there any difficulty to understand Krishna? But this rascal will not take it. Persist. Why Krishna can accept? I have got a God. Manufacture. This is misfortune. Durbhaga, durbuddhi, miscreant, rascal. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Navana duskitana mūḍha prabhadanti naradhama. These are the qualifications of persons who do not surrender to Krishna. Miscreant, mischievous, sinful. Mūḍha, rascal, ashes, naradhama, lowest of the mankind. These are the qualifications. So they are all durbuddhi. Human life is meant. This is an opportunity to understand Krishna. Hari Hari Bhipale Janama Gwai. Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Rampajiya. Janiya Suniya Bisho Khai. This is Nartam Das Thakur song. Anyone who is not trying to understand Krishna, not even trying, what to speak of worshipping Him, giving Him service. And Krishna says, simply by trying to know Him, one becomes liberated. Simply by trying. Not perfectly, even imperfectly. Because he is endeavoring to understand Krishna, that very activity will make him liberated. That very activity. It is not possible to understand Krishna. He is so great, unlimited. How he can understand Krishna? Krishna cannot understand himself. For Ananta cannot understand. So, actually that is a fact. So we cannot understand Krishna. But still, whatever Krishna says about himself in the Bhagavad Gita, if we accept so much, then we immediately become fit for going back to Godhead, back to home. Simply, janma kanma medibham ju janati tattva. Tattva. Tattva means in truth. Tattva cannot understand. Even siddha, those who are perfect. Manusyanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddha. Jatatam api siddhyana. Kaschid beti mam tat. Nobody can understand. Even if he is siddha, perfect. Perfect means not spiritually perfect, but materially perfect. Or even spiritually, partially perfect. Brahma-jñāni, they are partially perfect. Paramātmā-jñāni, yogis, they are also partially perfect, not completely perfect. Completely perfect is the devotee. Only devotees, they are completely perfect. Others, the jñānis and yogis and karmis, karmis are their rascals. Jñānis, they are partially perfect, because they can understand the eternity portion of the Supreme Lord, Brahma-jñāna. That is the eternity portion. And Paramātmā-jñāna is the chidamsa, knowledge, or personally seeing God as the 400 Vishnu. So that is also perfect knowledge. Imperfect knowledge. That when he comes to know Bhagavan, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, then that is perfect knowledge. Ananda. Because when one comes to the understanding of personal God, there is ananda. In other features, there is no ananda. There is eternity, there is knowledge, but there is no ananda. Ānandamaya Vyāsa, that is the Vedanta Sutra. One is, by nature, ānandamaya. We are searching after ānanda, bliss. But you do not know where to get bliss. We are trying to get bliss in this material world, by eating meat, eating wine, drinking wine, by sex. They are trying to get ānanda. That is not ānanda. Ānanda is, what is, satyananda. These anandas, these pleasures, flickering for few minutes, for few hours. That is not ananda. Ananda means satyananda, real ananda. Real ananda. What is that? Real ananda. Brahmasu. That ananda is in exchange with the Supreme Brahma. Brahma saukham anantam. That is anantam. Unlimited ananda. Therefore, Ramante Yogina Ananti. Therefore, those who are actually yogi, bhakta yogi, there are different types of yoga. So they Ramante, they enjoy Ramante Yogina Ananti, along with the Ananta unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. When you join with Krishna in his rasa dance as gopis or as cowherd's boy, play with him or become his father or mother, just as Nanda Maharaj, Yashodharani, or he's become servant, or even become like water of Jamuna or land in Vrindavan and trees or fruits or flowers, anyway, or cows and calves, join with Krishna. Then you get ananda, real ananda. Anandamaya bhrata. Satchidananda vigraha. That is the description in all Bhagavatam. How the Krishna's associates are enjoying life. Kritapunna punya. Sukadeva Goswami said, these boys who are playing with Krishna, they are not ordinary boys. Krita punna punya. They have amassed the effects of pious activities for millions and trillions of births. Now they have come to play with Krishna. So that opportunity is there in bhakti yoga. Krishna is anxious to take you back. Why you are wasting time? Economic development. What economic development you do? You cannot get more than what is destined to you. That is not possible. Then everyone would have been big man, big educated, very beautiful. Pious activities, the effects of pious activity is to get nice opulence. Janmai sabja sutta sri. But in very high family, janma, aishajya, opulence, riches, education, sri, suta, suta means education, highly learned. These things are effects of pious activity. You get nice family, you take your birth in nice family, rich family, aishajya, you get good education, you become very beautiful. These are the effects of pious activities. Similarly, the effects of impious activity is the opposite. But they are all material. They are destined. Whatever you have got by pious or impious activities, that you cannot change. It is not possible. But you can change your position, this material position, by Krishna consciousness. That you can change. Other things you cannot change. If you are white, you cannot become black, or if you are black, you cannot become white. That is not possible. But you can become first class Krishna conscious person. Either you are black or white, it doesn't matter. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, our endeavor should be how to become Krishna. Other things we cannot change. This is not possible. Sadvatra. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida na labhate jada bhramatama parajata. Tal labhate dukha badannata sukham kalena sadvatra gabhira hansa. Kalena, by time. Whatever you are destined, you'll get. Don't bother about so-called economic development. So far food is concerned, Krishna is supplying. Eko bahunam ja vidhadhatikaman, cats and dogs and ants, why not you? There's no dog bothering Krishna. God give us our daily bread. He'll give it. Don't bother. Try to become very faithful servant of God has given him so many things. So let me give my energy to serve Krishna. And this is required. This is Krishna consciousness. I have taken so much, life after life, from Krishna. Now this life let me dedicate to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. This life I will not let it go uselessly like cats and dogs. Let me utilize it for Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.